Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Holton High School in the heart of Jackson County, along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Flipbrand, and Tabman with you. It's now Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. It's two of the best teams in the state of Kansas, the two teams at the top of the Big 7 League standing. With Hiawatha's straight set win over Holton earlier tonight, they're now 20-2, while Nemaha Central has a record of 22-3. This should be a fun one, and it is their second matchup of the season, as Hiawatha beat Nemaha Central 2-0 to begin their volleyball season all the way back on August the 31st. So it's been nearly 1 month since these two teams play, but Brandon, a couple very good teams. This should be some great volleyball here coming up.
Yeah, I would think since August 28th, which, again, it's only a month back, but it seems like it's been a lot longer than a month when we're talking about late August. But obviously both of these teams really since that opening set have been dominant since, and it shows with the records and where they're at currently in the standings and the rankings. These two are the tops in the Big 7 right now. Hiawatha 9-0, now 10-0 after the Holton victory earlier. Nemaha Central 7-1. So this is huge, not only for kind of momentum play down the stretch, but obviously in terms of a league championship.
So we're just underway. Hiawatha in the reds on the near side. Nemaha Central in the purples at the far side of the court. And the first point belongs to Nemaha Central, who will have the serve, and it will be their libero, Taryn Gamstrom, putting the ball in play. Hiawatha sets up Sarah Mattson, and as if she didn't even have a break when Hiawatha won the first matchup earlier tonight over Holton. Sarah Mattson, a big part of that, gets a big kill there, and we're tied early 1-1.
Yeah, the thing with two teams, as good as these combinations are with Hiawatha and Nemaha Central, I mean, it's just limiting those errors and making your other side work for every point that they can get.
Hiawatha has to backpedal to get this one, but Diller brings it in play, and Delaney back sets it over the net. Gamstrom, the libero. Here's the set over to the right side. The big hit by Addie Holthouse is down through the block. The 5'10 junior Addie Holthouse. Nemaha Central minus one of their key players tonight. That's Ella Larkin, a 5'8 junior. Ella Larkin in a walking boot and on crutches, unable to go. Larkin is one of the team leaders for Nemaha Central. They will certainly miss her here tonight. Lily Shulian serves it for Nemaha Central, and we're back in play. Set up Sarah Mattson, and just missed wide right this time on Matson's hit. So a point for Nemaha Central, and now leads 3-1. And again, it'll be Lily Shulian that serves for the Thunder. Two setters, Henry and Shulian, is the other setter for Nemaha Central's varsity team this year. They will back set this one to the left side. A hard spike there by Sam Nordis is down and in. Thunder get that point and lead 4-1. Sam Nordis, a 5'7 junior on that front line right now. Also, Ella Ruschke, a junior, is out there. Anna Bartoski, a 5'11 senior on the floor for head coach Jessica Cook. Nice block by Nemaha Central, pumped right back over the net. Ruschke now to set right side. A hard spike. This one is deflected at the net, so it went out, but it was partially blocked by Hiawatha, and the Thunder get this point out to a 5-1 lead.
Yeah, four straight and plenty of momentum for Nemaha Central. It's, you know, I always wondered, you know, the team that plays first, do they have the momentum? I mean, does it benefit them to, you know, play that first set compared to a team coming off fresh like Nemaha Central just came in, warmed up, and now they're on the court playing their first match.
Hard hit by Sam Nordis for Nemaha Central is down in the back right corner. And Nemaha Central, you know, has been looking forward to this game for almost a month now, since they probably lost to Hiawatha. The Nemaha Central team that's had a lot of success, been at state, been at the top of the league standings the last few years. Having a great season now, but trying to avenge one of their three losses. Serve comes to the near side. Diller bumps it over the net. Nemaha sets it up high in the middle. There's a big windup, and that spike's dug out. Anna Bartoski's hit. Now Diller pushes it over to Holthouse. Back set. Left-handed spike by Sam Nordis, and Hiawatha able to block that one right back on the Thunder side.
Yeah, big point for the Redhawks. Nemaha Central had tallied five straight to that point. And it's really just avoiding those long streaks of straight points. Hiawatha with the serve. Set spike combo, and it's in for Nemaha Central. An easy point as they find the soft spot in the defense to make it 7-2.
Back to serve will go Addie Holthaus. Thunder rotate in on the front row. That's Marley Lutz, a 5'6 junior that's out there for the first time, joined with Bartoski and Nordis on the front row. Set over and a kill there by Elfner for the Redhawks. Abby Elfner, only sophomore on the varsity court for Hiawatha. A couple juniors in Diller and Delaney, and all the rest are seniors for Coach Brenda Siebenmorgan. The serve for Hiawatha trails by four is by Madsen. Now a high bump and the spike from the back row by Addie Holthaus. A bit too long. She missed it deep. And Hiawatha about to get back in it now, trailing by only a couple. 7-4 with the serve. Short set this time and a hard hit by Anna Bartoski. Off the block attempt of Hiawatha and out of bounds to the right. Nemaw Central coming off a pretty impressive Saturday, going 6-0 against some pretty good teams in their tournament last weekend.
Yeah, and they were absolutely dominant. Abilene.
Yeah,
they were very, very good and extending their win streak to 10 coming into this one tonight.
Nemaw Central on a third hit, a freebie across. The Holthaus back bumps it over. Delaney, short set in the middle. Elfner tried to dink it, but tapped it into the net. Delaney is one of the best setters that I've seen in a while. Just so crisp getting to every ball and puts it up wherever she wants to. Front, back, middle, it doesn't matter. 9-4 now, Nemaw Central with the lead. Short set, Elfner again tried to dink. Nemaw Central pops it up, and now we'll tap it across. Elfner hits it. Now Madsen over left side. Lindstrom goes down the line, but that's dug out by Nemaha. Nemaha pulling this one out of the net. We got a net violation against Hiawatha. So the Thunder, their biggest advantage now comes at a score of 10-4. And again, serving, it'll be Sam Nordis for the Thunder. Nordis to the back right corner. Backpedaling is Diller. Delaney sets over to Clara Lindstrom. Cross court, nice dig by the Thunder. Up back in play by Lutz, and now pushed but into the net as Nordis didn't quite get enough on that one. It makes the score 10-5. The 10-4 as big as the score got for Nemaha Central with the lead. Now the Thunder set it up for Bartoski down the line. Hiawatha digs this one. Lindstrom will spike it from the front left to the back right. Thunder get it. And the attack at the net, this time by Lutz. Hiawatha digs it up, and it's across by Lindstrom. Nemaw sets it in the middle. Big hit there by Shulians. Now it's bumped right back over by Nemaw's Cassidy Rethman. And they're going to call lift on that hit by Rethman as the ball just kind of back and forth quickly over the net. But Rethman called for the lift. Hiawatha's within four.
There are multiple times on that volley. Nemaha Central looked like they were about to get the point, and the Redhawks able to keep it alive and then ultimately earn that one.
Julian sets it. Big hit by Holthaus. Hiawatha digs it out. They set Lindstrom on the left, went for the dink, and got some help from the tape at the top of the net as that one falls across, and Hiawatha continues a little surge here, down now by just three.
Yeah, three straight for the Redhawks, and Nemaha Central wouldn't tell you, but I'm sure after that first one, they ultimately had this one circled. Looking forward to this one down the stretch.
Not a great first hit by Diller, but a nice job by Delaney. And then hitting the line from the back row with the spike, Sutton Diller. Excuse me, it was Bailey Pierce that didn't have the good first hit. Sutton Diller is the one that put it away. Great hit by Diller, who will continue serving during this run here for, or Pierce rather, drops back to serve for Hiawatha. Hit the net, went across. The left serve will count. Nemaw trying to bring it back in play, and Rethman does just that. Elfner at the net. Delaney jumps that back to Elfner. There's a double block for the Thunder. Punch it over. Pushed back over by Delaney. Now Nemaw Central back set it. Left side hit by Rethman. That's blocked. Now they get it all the way to the right side to Lutz. Dug by Sarah Madsen. Delaney sets up Lindstrom. Her attack is off the block down on the Thunder side. And now 10-9. It was 10-4 a moment ago. Five straight for the Redhawks. And Jessica Cook wants to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds in this battle of state-ranked Big 7 League Volleyball powers here on KNZA.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
10-9, welcome back to the best teams in the state going at it, Hiawatha and Nemaha Central. Five straight points by the Redhawks, getting back to within one. It is 10-9 as we come out of the timeout. Nemaha Central had scored six of the first seven, built a 6-1 lead, but since then it's been the Redhawks of Hiawatha. And out of the timeout, Nemaha Central getting a big point to stop that 5-0 spurt there by the Redhawks.
10-4 Nemaha Central to 10-9, but a timeout. As Brandon mentioned, it works for Nemaha Central. They will get it back here, and it'll be Mackenzie Henry in to serve. She's one of the seniors for Nemaha Central. Six seniors on the Thunder squad for Coach Cook this year, and Hiawatha, a late decision there, let it go out, and indeed it was out. The serve missed just long by Mackenzie Henry, and so Hiawatha back within a point will serve here down 11-10. And this hit by Hiawatha, or by Nemaha Central rather, leads to a Hiawatha point. We are tied at 11-11. First tie we've had. Thunder trying to get it going here, bump it up a mile high. And now Hiawatha will set it. Clara Lindstrom, nice dig in the back row by Ganstrom for the Thunder. Now the spike keeping it in play. Good job by Lutz. Little dink by Lindstrom is down just in front of a diving Thunder as Mackenzie Henry couldn't quite get there in time from the back row. And Hiawatha's now got the lead at 12-11. First game of this match. Hiawatha 2-0 win earlier tonight over Holton. Boy, big spike there. How about Cassidy Rethman showing some ups? And she's about the tallest Nemaha Central player. They list her at 6 foot on the roster. Cassidy Rethman, another one of those seniors, getting that point for the Thunder. Serving is Marley Lutz. Back set by Delaney. Coming across is Lindstrom. She'll have to push it over with two hands. Thunder set it near side. Down the line, Holthouse, and it's in. Little indecision there. Costly for Sutton Diller as the Thunder regain the lead, 13-12.
It's got to be such a difficult job being on the back line, and then you're getting those ones that are blasted right towards you and then having to make the snap decision whether it's going to be in or out.
And an air serve by Marley Lutz. Our score is 13-13. Clara Lindstrom, Hiawatha's leader in aces, serves it for the Redhawks. Set high for Nemaha Central and put down by Addie Holthouse. Nice high set there by Mackenzie Henry. Mentioned 221 assists to lead the team coming into tonight. Gets one there as the Thunder lead again by one. Ganstrom will serve for the Thunder, who are the visitors on the scoreboard in this match. And the serve is in. Hiawatha thought it was going out. They have to drop down and do a push-up as they were wrong guessing on that one. Landed in on the back line.
I almost thought it was maybe a protest against the officials that it was actually out, but not a bad strategy there.
Nice dig by Diller that time. They get it over to Mattson. Power hit, but blocked, and the Thunder get it right back down on Hiawatha's side. At the net, it was Reagan Carity, who is a freshman at 5'11", playing in on that front line right now for Nemaha, getting that big stuff. Nemaha Central's rattled off a few in a row here. They lead 16-13. Leipold hits it. That's taken care of by Henry. Ganstrom, the libero, sets it up, and it's hit across by Holthouse. Hiawatha's Delaney to Mattson. Blocked again! And it's the freshman Reagan Garrity again getting the stuff. Two in a row for Nemaha.
This has been a game of runs. Nemaha Central came out six of the first seven, and then there was a stretch. Hiawatha had five straight. Now six of seven once again for the Thunder.
Spike blocked again by Nemaha Central. Boy, they're stuffing everything right now at the net. Here's Mattson. That's popped up by Holthouse. Back set, and the spike for Nemaha popped up by Hiawatha. And a miscommunication. Two different players there, and Coach Stephen Morgan going to take her first timeout of the match. Both coaches have called a timeout now in game one, but it's Nemaha Central with the lead, 18-13. How about a couple big blocks by Reagan Carity during that stretch for Nemaha Central?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just the front line really in this whole stretch that really kind of caused that run. for the Thunder. Now five straight points and seven of the last eight. And they got off to a great start, but Hiawatha controlled kind of the middle portion of this set. And now it's been all Nemaha Central here in the last few minutes. Again, seven of the last 8 points by the Thunder. And this is a big timeout. And Hiawatha didn't really take much time on that timeout. They were in and out of the huddle real quick. Central taking their time here. So we saw it kind of in that first matchup how the momentum can shift out of a timeout fairly quickly. You know, it gets to a certain point in the match and then a timeout happens and sometimes it works and it could be exactly what the doctor ordered if you're the Red Hawks right now, because it's crunch time. Has been all Nemaha Central the latter half of this match.
Tarrant Janstrom will serve for the Lady Thunder. On that far right corner, Janstrom brings it to the near side. Dig by Hiawatha. Delaney sets it all the way over to Madsen. Went up, couldn't put it away. Nice dig by Ganstrom. Set it up near side. Holthouse, that's partially blocked. Pierce comes in to get it. Now the set by Delaney to Madsen, and that threw the block. It was the same two, Nordis and Garrity, there on the block attempt for Nemaw, but that time Sarah Madsen got it through him.
And they get the first point out of the timeout and stop that run of five straight. So the Redhawks kind of put a little stretch together themselves to get right back into it.
Here's Holthouse. That's bumped right near the net. And at the net for Nemaw Central is Garrity again. As Hiawatha's bump went across, Garrity was waiting, and the freshman slapped it back down. Pretty impressive for schools this size of this kind of competition to have that kind of confidence in a freshman. And not only just to have a freshman out there, but competing against girls right now that are 4 years older and more experienced.
Again, I'll say it. My dad was a basketball coach my whole life. You can't teach that length. You can't teach that height. And just if you're athletic enough, if you've got the talent, they're going to find a way to put her on the court. And she's been kind of a quiet MVP in this first match so far, especially during that stretch where it was 7 of 8 points. She had multiple stuffs at the net and really kept the momentum on the side of the Thunder. What a much-needed breather for her.
We had a JV ball come into the court, so we're replaying this varsity point. 19-14, Nemaha leading Hiawatha. Diving save by Ganstrom for the Thunder. They set it to the left. Big wind up, and they hit by Nordis, and that's off Hiawatha and on the floor as Nemaha now leads 20-14 here in game one.
You mentioned Ganstrom back there. Last few opportunities, she's had some big digs back there. You know, Hiawatha very good at giving themselves opportunities, but she has said no thank you on a few of them.
Dig by Hiawatha, Delaney short set middle. There's the hit by Lake and Leipold, and that's over and across and through. Lake and Leipold will now serve. Elfner comes into the front row. Out goes the Red Hawk libero. That is Sutton Diller. Hiawatha down five with the serve. Leipold puts it in play. Ganstrom gets underneath it right back over the net. Now Delaney short set middle. Elfner, and she just missed that back right corner. Elfner got a pretty good look down the line, barely missing as the Thunder lead by six. Addie Holthouse will serve for the purple and blue. Jessica Cook making a substitution. Back on that front row now is Marley Lutz. Nemaw Central trying to put away game one after a big early lead. And there's another miss hit by Hiawatha. Wide to the right. They've missed on their last two spike attempts, have the Redhawks. And now in a couple dire point situations here, it's 22-15 Thunder. Good serve by Holthouse again. Hiawatha hit this one. Lindstrom back pedals to the back row to get it. Madsen hits it over the net. Holthouse now the short set middle. Here's the spike dug out by Lindstrom. Hiawatha gets this one across by Madsen. The set goes to the right side this time. Lutz is partially blocked. Hiawatha will set Madsen on the left. She's blocked right back on Hiawatha's side. Now they set it for Elfner. Goes dink, but into the net. Another miss hit. And Hiawatha all of a sudden, the air is really adding up quickly and ballooning this Thunder lead.
Yeah,
to miss it.
Yeah, crunch time if you're Hiawatha now. Now you're 2 points away from earning that first set if you're Nemaha Central. Let's see if Red Hawks have one last run in them.
Great serve by Addie Holthouse. Nemaha digs the spike, but then a net violation against Nemaha Central. So the Thunder caught in the net there. It's going to be 23-16. Sarah Madsen will serve. Holthouse in the back middle. Getting to the set is Shulian's, and the spike over and across, but Hiawatha digs it. Now back row spike by Madsen. Nice dig. Holthouse set it back. Power hit by Nordic. Hiawatha able to dig that one. Third hit of freebie coming across just over the block by Madsen. Now back set over the net by Nordic. Hiawatha sets up Elfner. She dinks it across. Nemaha will back set it to the left. Here's a spike by Nordis, partially blocked. Backpedaling is Delaney. Elfner wasn't there, but Lindstrom hit it across. Thunder with a bunch of players right crowded up in the middle near the net. Spike dug out by Delaney. They're set by Pierce over to Mattson, who two hands pushing it across. Ganstrom, now they go right side. Lutz again, partially blocked. Pierce hit it. Now Delaney hit it over. Thunder with the spike, but it's blocked down by Hiawatha's Lake, by Abby Elfner. Boy, long point there. Hiawatha needed it, and they got it. Still down six. Mattson with the serve again. Thunder to the near side. Lutz hits it across. Mattson pops it up. Delaney to Lindstrom. Lindstrom down and in. That time she caught it inside the line on the right side. It's 23-18. By the way, we got the scoreboard. We got the sponsors. We got everything ready to roll for video. We'll rejoin that video on the Holton channel, Facebook Live, and MSC Sports here coming up in the second set. As Hiawatha gets this point with another stuff at the net. Good job by Bailey Pierce. It's 23-19.
I said at 23-15. Does Hiawatha have another run in him? They've scored four straight.
Nemaha sets it for a little dink. Diving save by Pierce. Delaney bumps it up. Lindstrom taps it across. Diving save by Nemaha Central. Now they get it to Lutz on the right side. That's partially deflected. And Mattson cannot keep it off the floor. Multiple set point opportunities coming up here for Coach Cook and the Thunder. Rethman back into the front line for Nemaha Central. Back to serve is Sam Nordis. Set over to Lindstrom. Fading backwards. Boy, that one came up on the shoulder and a net violation against Nemaha Central anyway. Might have been a lift on the Thunder if it wasn't a net violation. And Hiawatha down 24-20 with the serve. It'll be from the middle. Josie Pierce here on the near side. Running, jump, serve. Holthaus. Now the set by Shulians and a spike by Rathman to put it away. 25-20. Nemaha Central have lost to Hiawatha 2-0 in the first contest of the year. But they get set one against Hiawatha here tonight in Holton. And we'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back for more. Big 7 League, two state-ranked volleyball powers here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Schedule your livestock processing at Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Captain Kurt Kilman, I'm Justin Fluke alongside Brandon Tadman. Tyler Catherine's as well as we're just about back up and going on the Holton Channel. You can search for us on Facebook Live, Holton Channel, or MFCSports.net. Click Listen Live and select the Holton Channel. You can watch this game along with listening to our play-by-play audio. Game number two, it's underway. Hiawatha spiked by Leifel. Blocked. The Red Hawks can't save it. So Emaw Central just took game one, 25-20, and they take the opening point here in game number two.
Yeah, really the difference, the two big runs early, they scored six of the first seven, and then they had another stretch where it was like 10 of 11. Hiawatha able to make it close in the end, but too many big stretches there in that first one for the Thunder.
Addie Holtowns has it dug out by Sarah Matson. Lindstrom going to try to bring this one back in play, and she does. Short set in the middle. That's Carity, the freshman front middle, with good court vision. Saw an opening, just a little soft touch, a bit of finesse, and it's 2-0 Thunder lead.
Yeah, we saw Garrity make quite a few big plays, a lot of blocks at the net during that second big stretch in that first matchup.
Delaney over to Matson, and that's dug by Ganstrom, but it goes back, way back. Mackenzie Henry brings it in play. Ganstrom hits it across. There is Diller up the court to Delaney, and now Lindstrom goes high for it. Emaw Central will set it, but it went over the net, and the hit by Leipold is out of bounds, wide left. So now Emaw Central leading 3-0, continuing the momentum from the game one victory. Served by Lutz, popped up by Hiawatha, now big hit by Matstrom is blocked. Here Lindstrom will wind up, and she'll put it away, and Clara, the senior, says, let's go. She'll drop back to serve as the Red Hawks get their first point here in set number two. Hiawatha sets this one back. Leipold has a claim on the break. And now Nemaha Central an attack. Addie Holthouse able to get the kill. Big hit there by Addie, the 5'10 junior, who's been playing some varsity since her freshman campaign. And the Thunder get it right back, leading here 4-1. And this hit by Nemaw Central goes off Hiawatha back for another Thunder point, now 5-1. Serve will be from Ganstrom this time. Sliding underneath it is Pierce. They set it to Matson. Ganstrom with the two-hand pump. Garrity now Holthouse. Found an opening right in the middle of the court. Boy, Hiawatha just kind of in a big circle there, but nobody within three or four steps of the volleyball. And Nemaw leading 6-1 as Hiawatha, a little frustration we see for the first time tonight. Coach Stephen Morgan used a timeout in game one. Both coaches did, in fact. Nemaw Central off to a great start here in the second set. Ganstrom serves it, and Pierce barely got underneath it. Delaney pops it up to Matson left side. Big power hit by Sarah Matson for the Red Hawks' second point of this game.
Yeah, I think if Hiawatha wants to go on a little bit of a run, eke their way back into this one, I think it starts with Matson up front. She was obviously very key against Holton in the first two matches and certainly has the ability to get her team back in the game.
Delaney sets it over to Sarah Matson again, front left side, and she gets it through the block. Just past Garrity and Nordis at the net. Hiawatha down only three. It's a 6-3 score here in set two. Josie Delaney will serve it again. Not many service errors by these teams today. There's a hit by Addie Holthouse. Back set Matson. Boy, I love her on that left corner. She paints that back line again. Is that three straight kills by Sarah Matson for the Hawks?
Absolutely. Right when I mentioned, she's the one that needs to get her team back in the game, and they're setting her up now, and she is feasting these last few points.
Delaney serves again. Hiawatha down only by two. Holthouse, now they back set it. Here's Garrity, a big wind up, and Hiawatha can't quite keep it off the floor despite some lunging efforts there. Diving on the hardwood, it's now 7-4, Nemaha Central. So three straight points by Hiawatha to maybe get back in it. Nemaha Central substituting. Jessica Cook, who was the longtime coach and won some volleyball championships at B&B Baileyville before taking over the Thunderhead coaching role for volleyball when Nemaha Central consolidated with Nemaha Valley and Baileyville B&B. Here's a set up to the net. Addie Holthouse and a one-handed attempt, but unable to get it high enough with Sutton Diller, the libero in the white jersey back row. Coach Stephen Morgan asking Diller if her wrist is okay there. Maybe has experienced a bit of a problem. The serve goes to Diller, who just gets underneath it. Matson gets set up. Matson gets blocked. It's Holthouse at the net this time. And Anna Bartoski there for the block as well. Bartoski on the front row for Nemaw Central now as they will serve, leading 9-4. The serve by the setter, Shulian. Hiawatha goes to Pierce down the left line, but Nemaw digs it out. Now a spike. And that's an impressive hit by Sam Nordis. She was not anywhere close to the net, but spiked it. Got it just in on the right side. Lofted serve hit by Diller. Now pushed across with two hands by Matson. Big spike there. This one is just out. Missed by Sam Nordis. A point for Hiawatha, but they trail 10-5. 10-4, the biggest advantage here so far in the second set. Nemaw Central led 10-4 in the first game tonight as well. Then Nemaw went on a big run, or Hiawatha went on a run to get back in. This Hiawatha hit goes backwards. Lindstrom brings it in play, and Delaney sends it across the net. Now the back set, and a hard hit by Bartoski. And now a block by Bartoski. Was there a net violation, maybe? What was it called? Nemaw Central was in the net. Bartoski had the block, but they say she was in the net. So point Hiawatha, they're within four. Served by Leipold. Janstrom, now the back set. Over to Addie Holthouse, and that's blocked off the head of a JV player on the other court. So Hiawatha with the rejection, but couldn't keep it in play as it ricocheted off their limb and way to the left. Now 11-6, Nemaw. Little dink and Elfner. We got a jump ball, JV ball came across before Elfner went for the little dink attempt there. Serve again, Addie Holthouse. Lindstrom gets underneath it. Delaney short set middle. Little dink by Pierce, and this time it is good as Bailey Pierce gets the point there for Hiawatha. Got to change it up every now and then. It's both these teams, of course, ultra-aggressive. Both teams blocking pretty well here in this match. Big wind up in the hit for Nemaw there by Lutz. And then returned, big hit, down and in by Clara Lindstrom. It was deflected at the net. Didn't matter if it was in or out on the back line, as Lindstrom will get credit for the kill. And down six a little bit ago, Brandon. Hiawatha's back within three.
Yeah, it's, again, kind of how the first one's played out, how we're seeing it here in the second match. Nemaw Central got off to the good start. Then Hiawatha really put together a very good run to get back in it. And then ultimately it was Nemaw Central to get the win, but now we're seeing Hiawatha get things done, and they're back within two.
Yeah, Lindstrom, another impressive kill there for the Redhawks. It's 11-9. Thunder set it in the middle. Hit by Bartoski, but it's Lindstrom again. She's got three straight kills. First it was Sarah Matson on the front row trying to get Hiawatha back in it, but now it's Matson serving. Lindstrom doing work near the net. And Hiawatha's down only one with the serve. Sarah Matson puts it across. That one too far, too much on the serve. So 12-10, Nemaw Central gets it back with a two-point lead. Rathman checks into the front row. Nemaw jumped out 6-1. They've led for a while here in the second set, and Lindstrom mishit this one as it's wide to the left. And Nemaw Central leads by three, 13-10. Serving for the Thunder will be Sam Nordis to the right side. Not a great hit by Pierce. Punched over. Did it stay inside the antenna? No, it did not. Not a great first hit. Delaney couldn't keep that one in play. Nemaw Central won the first game 25-20, leading now in the second set 14-10. Served by Nordis again. Delaney sets it way across to Lindstrom. That one's through the block, but the Thunder dig it out. And now Rethman bumps it a mile high, near side. Lutz goes down the line. Hiawatha keeps it alive near the net. And Elfner stuffs at the net. as that was Anna Bartofsky again for Nemaha Central. A blocking machine, 15-10, Nemaha leads. And a spike, did it clip anybody? It missed wide to the left. They say it is out, didn't it? Any Nemaha Central players. Thunder get another point. Hiawatha's timing just a little bit off on most of their hits here in the second game.
Yeah, not falling like it was in the first matchup against Holton, and just missing by inches. That one does not miss there, and a much-needed point there for the Redhawks to get back to within five at 16-11.
It'll be Bailey Pierce that serves here for Hiawatha. Hiawatha swept Holton earlier tonight. They're 20 wins and only two losses this year. Nemaha Central 22-3. Both teams ranked in the top five of the state, Class 3A, and this is another Nemaha Central point as they get it down in front of Elfner. Hiawatha struggles continue, and a good job by Nemaha Central. Boy, they've not allowed Hiawatha to get on any kind of run, it doesn't seem like, here in the second set.
Yeah, the middle stretch, Hiawatha had four straight points, but Nemaha Central has responded with 6 of 7 since then.
Mackenzie Henry, Hiawatha called for the lift. Again, it seems like the first hit for Hiawatha is a struggle right now. I mean, yeah, they've had some missed hits on the attacks and spikes, but that server receive has been a struggle right now for Hiawatha. And again, that one, first hit near the net. They have to pull it back out, and Lindstrom able to get it across. The Thunder set it up for Lutz right side. Off the block, handled by Pierce. Tapped over the net by Delaney. Now Nemaha Central will set it in the middle. Went over the net. Elfner there, but right back is Nemaha Central on the attack. Here's Cassidy Rethman with a power swing. Now pushed across by Sarah Mattson for the Redhawks. Thunder get it to Lutz on the right side, and that's just out. Hiawatha dove and missed. Fortunate for them as it went out. And the Thunder lead is now 6 again at 18-12.
I'm surprised we haven't seen a timeout from Hiawatha throughout this match, really, with this stretch that Nemaha Central has been on.
Hit by Lindstrom. Thunder back set. Cassidy Rathman just kind of tapped it through the block attempt there. Oh, and there was a net violation on Hiawatha anyway, so it didn't matter. But Rathman, good job there. The six-footer back in on the front line. 12 points for Hiawatha, 19 for Nemaha Central. Leipold gets the set. And a nice dig by Henry. Ganstrup gets it up to Rathman, and that's blocked out of bounds. Rathman with another kill. Nemaha Central, the Thunder rolling up 20-12.
Yeah, they are in complete control right now, and they just look a step ahead in all facets right now in this second matchup. There is still time for the Redhawks, but they need to make a move now.
And a serve that goes awry, missed just out. So that'll give Hiawatha a point and Lindstrom the chance to serve. Ellie Ruschke in on that back row for Nemaha Central again here. Ganstrom gets underneath the serve. Set Holthaus can't quite keep it in play as she was falling several steps out of bounds and couldn't bring the ball back inside the antenna at the end of the volleyball net. Now 20-14. Lindstrom with another nice serve. Ganstrom, the set goes over to Addie Holthaus, and that's blocked into the Hiawatha bench. Delaney frustrated that she couldn't get a clean block there. And Nemaha needs just 4 points to win this match, 2-0. Ganstrom will serve. Thunder took the opening set 25-20. Tried to avenge one of the three losses. Mattson gets a big wind up there, but Nemaha keeps it alive, and now back bumped over the net by Ruschke. To Diller. Delaney sets Mattson again on the left. This one partially blocked. Nice dig by Holthaus. Big wind up and hit by Nordis. Back and out of play. Nordis with the kill. And the Thunder now need just 3 more.
The defense at the net for Nemaha Central, I think, has really been the key in this second one. Really, that kind of even goes back to the first matchup as well, but that defense at the net has really caused issues for the Redhawks.
Exactly right. There was a lot of charity in game one, and we saw Bartofsky early in set two, and now we've seen a little bit of Holthaus and Nordis up there blocking as well. That's a great point. The defense at the net has been phenomenal for Nemaha Central. Hiawatha gets this point, however. It's 22-15. Hiawatha with the serve. Delaney right in the middle of the Holthaus. High set and a spike pumped back over the net. Nordis couldn't put it away. Now Nordis tries again. Off the Hiawatha block. Delaney sets it over to Mattson. That's blocked. Nice one-handed save by Josie Pierce. Now a little dink by Sarah Matson. Nemaha is there. Back set it. Big hit. Block as Nordis stuffed at the net. This time by Hiawatha. And the Redhawks not going to roll over yet. They trail 22-16. Delaney again serves. Tarushki. Back set. That's Garrity. Blocked by Blake and Leipold. So Hiawatha gets a couple blocks themselves saying, hey, our net defense not too bad either, but still trail by five.
Well, this is how we saw kind of the end of the first matchup go when Nemaha Central had a 23-15 lead, and then Hiawatha rattled off four straight before Nemaha Central took it. Now we're kind of seeing a similar story here with Hiawatha getting a few extra points here.
Truly somebody touched the net there, didn't they? There's about four or five girls all going for the ball that was coming straight down on the net. We got a timeout by Nemaha Central as Hiawatha gets this point. Trail now only by four. We'll take the break. It's Hiawatha down four. Nemaha Central 22, Hiawatha 18. Set number two continues in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, would like to spotlight the Northeast Kansas commercial lending team. David Crawford, market president, has over 29 years banking experience and specializes in production agriculture and cattle financing. I'm Nick Harling, with 24 years of banking experience and specialize in production agriculture and commercial business. We are here for your commercial banking needs and to help you with your financial goals. Please visit a Moreland James location or visit our website at bankbv.com.
KNZA.
Hiawatha trying to hang around here in set number two. Out of a timeout, the Redhawks down four. Nemaha Central won the first game 25-20, and they lead in the second set 22-18. Hiawatha with the serve out of the Thunder timeout. Ball goes left, right side to Nordis. Can't put it away. Hiawatha sets Matson on the left. That's dug by Ganstrom. Now brought back up, and Ganstrom will get it across to Pierce. Delaney goes to get it. Front middle. Here's Lakin Leipold. Pushes it with two hands. Ganstrom back pedaling. Saves it now. Ruschke. And they'll get it across with Addie Holthouse. Big point here. The set over to Matson again. This one dug by Ganstrom again for Nemaha Central. Oh, but they called the lift on Ganstrom that time. She didn't get cleanly underneath the ball. Able to get the bump. They call her with the lift. And Hiawatha's within three. Justin Fook alongside Brandon Tadman back with you here in Holton. It'll be Holton and Nemaha Central coming up in our final match tonight. Addie Holthouse, that's a kill! And off the head of a JV player.
Yikes. That was a direct hit. She's all right. She's laughing about it.
Like the old Angry Birds game, right?
Yeah, exactly.
23-19. So as close as Hiawatha got for the time was 3 points. Nice dig by Lindstrom in the back row. Matson gets it across. Now Nemaha sets it up, and there's a block by Matson. Nemaha will try again. Set over to Addie Holthouse. Dug out of there by Lindstrom. Delaney sets up Matson. Cross court. Pump by Nemaha Central twice. And over the net. Great job by Sam Nordis. Now Hiawatha sets Leipold, and that's out. Great instinct. Boy, back on that left corner, Lily Shulian. Just got out of the way of it, and it barely missed out, and now Nemaha's got a few match point opportunities.
Looks like she wanted to get her hand out, thinking it was going to stay in, but last second pulled it away, and it was the right call.
Match point, Nemaha Central. Matson keeps it going for a moment. Nemaha Central will set it. Here's Addie Holthouse. That's Doug, and bumped right back over the net, but out of bounds, and Nemaha wins it 25-19. So it's 25-20 and 25-19. Nemaha Central 2-0 win over Hiawatha. They avenge one of their three losses on the year. They hand Hiawatha their third loss of the season. The Redhawks will finish tonight 1-1, and Nemaha Central and Holton will be our final match coming up. But let's step away for a couple minutes first here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. It's a month to double up with the September special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get two large single-topping pizzas for $25.99. Pick any of your two favorite toppings piled high on original Pizza Bakery crust. Then maybe add breadsticks, salad, or wings. Great food, great variety. And when you're in a hurry, the Pizza Bakery now has a hot case, so you can grab and go all your favorite Pizza Bakery items. For call-in or carry-out, call 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
It's back to school and back to routines. Your days are filled with errands and activities. Hi, this is Amy of Union State Bank of Everest. Even as you get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you happen to be. From paying online bills to making transfers, you can do it all. And with text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. Member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Holton High School. Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman, Kyler Catherins. Our studio engineer is Kurt Kilman. And we've got two matches down and one to go. So far, Iowa done for the night, 1-1 record. Holton is 0-1, Nemaw Central is 1-0. Those are the teams getting ready to go at it, but a good one that we had just finished up. Two of the top five teams in the state and the two best in the Big 7 League, and virtually tied now for first place in the Big 7 League, but they split this season because Nemaw Central beat Hiawatha 25-20 and 25-19. And despite Hiawatha making some runs a little bit in both those sets, Brandon, when Nemaw Central just seemed to kind of get out to the early lead in both of them and really kind of stay in control. You didn't ever feel like Nemaw Central was threatened very much.
Yeah, and you look down the score sheet here, Nemaw Central, great start, great start. Hiawatha would then go on a little bit of a run, get right back into it. I mean, those two matches played out so similar in terms of the runs for both teams. It was Nemaw Central first, Hiawatha kind of controlled the middle portion. Then it was Nemaw Central getting back out in front, for example, 22-14, and then Hiawatha score five straight, get right back into it, and then ultimately down the stretch, Nemaw Central made the plays, and we even talked about it, you know, throughout that second match that really I thought the big key was the defense at the net for Nemaw Central. And now you look at the standings, of course, Hiawatha now suffering just their first loss in league play, now 20-3, 10-1 in the Big 7. Nemaw Central now 8-1 in league play, so a game and a half back, and 23-3, and Thunder extend their win streak to 11. Now an opportunity to get within a game of Hiawatha right now, or a half game, I should say, but there are just tied in the loss column with just the one. So that was a monster win for Nemaw Central to get that one done.
Pretty good all-around play. I mean, I feel like the Thunder have quite a bit of depth that they showed, but the rotation was good, and one thing they were able to take advantage of was some size. I mean, you talked about the defensive blocks in both those games. Anna Bartoski at 5'11". They saw the Cassidy Rethman, 6-foot senior out there. Also, Reagan Garrity, the freshman, is listed at 5'11". Seemed like that size, when those girls were on the front row, they were just able to control a lot. I think Hiawatha might have got frustrated a little bit early because some hits that were going down and through against Holton were being blocked by Nemaw Central. And so volleyball, one of those sports you don't think about defense and the ability to keep the ball from getting on your side of the court, but that was another big advantage for Nemaw Central. So the Thunder win it. We're going to take about a 5-minute break. It won't be as long here between these final two contests of the night, as we got Holton and Nemaw Central coming up in our final match. Again, we'll be streaming that with live video and audio on the Holton channel. You can watch on Facebook Live or watch by clicking Listen Live. The Holton channel is what you select at mscsports.net. So live video and audio on the Holton channel, and coming up here on KNZA, as Holton and Nemaw Central will conclude our night of Big 7 League Volleyball. And we'll be back in about 5 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.